Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, there he is, 30-year-old Jesus, in the Jordan River, baptized by John. Now, what's the lesson here? What's the point? Well, most preachers today would say this. Jesus doesn't get baptized till he's an adult. Therefore, you can only be baptized as an adult. No children allowed. And so it's time for you all to be obedient. Wait until you're an adult to be baptized. In fact, you might as well wait until you're 30 years old, just like who? Jesus. Wow, that's it? Is that the point of this scripture passage? Jesus baptized in the Jordan only to give you an example to follow. Is that it? To give you an opportunity to show how obedient you are? Oh, really? That's all Jesus is for? Jesus as example? If so, then you'd better get your imitation of Christ cranked up just like his. And it better be perfect. That's not good news, is it? In fact, it's really bad news. That kind of cracking the whip, get in line by following example Jesus, doesn't cut it when it comes to salvation. Example Jesus is not a Jesus that you can live with or die with. Example Jesus is always accusing Jesus. Example Jesus is always like the character Evil Monkey on the animated TV show Family Guy, always popping out of the closet and pointing his finger, you remember it, Chris, and you! Always frightening Chris, and you! Forever revealing your shortcomings, that you are not following the example Jesus has set. And so, he always has to be disappointed and angry with you. Now, I have a better Jesus to preach to you today, a totally different Jesus who is good news for you today. Baptized Jesus in the Jordan is not example Jesus, but gift Jesus. He receives John's baptism in order to give you the gift of salvation. Here's how gift Jesus works. The 30-year-old begins his public ministry here at the Jordan. And where will his ministry culminate? In other words, where is he heading right from the start? Oh, that's right, the cross. To do a Good Friday and an empty tomb. His ministry to Calvary publicly begins here at the Jordan. Do you get it now? Jesus comes to the Jordan River not expecting you to follow his example, but to do something for you. I repeat, to do a Jordan River for you. It's all about his giving, his doing for you. Check it out. It's simply amazing. It's stunning. It's comforting. Right off the bat, please note that John's Jordan River baptism is for sinners. And loads of sinners are baptized in this river, receiving a bath from John, getting all their sins off their chest, their backside, their feet, their hands, or wherever, and leaving it all behind in the water. The text says, "The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to John, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him." The Jordan River is like grimy, grubby bathwater, polluted with all these sinners' sin. From all these sinners being baptized by John. Now, since their sin is in the water, the river is toxic, it is poisonous, it is noxious, it's contaminated. And that's when Jesus shows up. That's when Jesus hops right in. Feet first, then up to his waist. Oh, heck, look, it's up to his neck. This is pretty dicey. Doesn't he know how dangerous it is to get into that septic water? Where's the EPA? Where in the world is OSHA to stop this from happening? Good grief. He's wallowing in all that sin, all that filthy, rotten, deadly, deviant decay. It's hazardous to anyone's health. In fact, it's malignant. Not even Bear Grylls, host of Man vs. Wild, would attempt to survive in skull and crossbones water like this. But there he is, armpit deep in it, chin deep in it, soaking in it, all through his pores, in every nook and cranny of his holy body. Doesn't he know that sin kills, and that absorbing all of this sin will kill him? Now do you get it? Yes, that's right. He gets in the water on purpose. This is all by design. He wants to absorb all this deep, dark, black, and deadly sin in the Jordan so that he can do what? Carry it somewhere. And where would that somewhere be? Yes, that's right. Calvary, the cross, where bearing all this sin and the sin of the world as well as yours, he who knew no sin will be made sin. Beginning at his baptism in the Jordan and then culminating at the cross, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus is given to you and me as gift for sinners to take all sin and your sin in his body fully and completely, and then to forevermore answer for its hellish punishments. And this is in your place. His Good Friday sacrifice satisfies and placates God's wrath against you and all your sin by taking it in his body in order to endure the damnation that it deserves. Your sin now belongs to Jesus. He comes to the Jordan River to take it, to soak it up, and it does. It does kill him. But that's precisely the point. He steps into the Jordan because he begins his ministry, his once for all time, once for all sin atoning shed blood for you on the cross death. This ministry of Jesus is for you and for your salvation. This is precisely then why heaven breaks wide open as Jesus comes up out of the water. This is exactly why we hear the Father declare, "Do you see that man coming out of the Jordan? Ah, that's my boy. He's my beloved son. I couldn't be happier with him. Absolutely delighted with him." Beginning his ministry in this way, the salvation for sinners way, I give my wholehearted approval to that. And for such a ministry, Son of God, bearing the sin of the world, Jesus then is equipped. He is anointed with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit descends on Jesus in the form of the dove. He is anointed with the Holy Spirit. This means that he's truly the anointed one, the very promised messianic servant king, the king who lives not for himself, like all of the Israelite kings of the past, but the king who gives his life into death for his people and their salvation and for your salvation. Jesus in the Jordan then, gift Jesus with all your sin in his body, Jesus. That's a Jesus that you can not only live with, but you can even die with that kind of Jesus. For with him you're forgiven. After all, he's taken all your sin. Your sins don't belong to you anymore. He's covered you with his blood. He's wrapped you in his righteousness, and you are baptized into Christ Jesus, and therefore you are baptized into his Good Friday death, the only death that counts for your sin. You are buried with Jesus through baptism into death, death to and for all sin, so that just as Jesus was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, you too can now live a new life. And how do you spell that new life? How do you spell it? It's spelled F-A-I-T-H. faith in Jesus. Jordan River and Good Friday, gift Jesus. In the name of Jesus.